in 2010, we developed a blueprint for Springfield's reading success that looked at all of the programs in Springfield that are touching the lives of children around early literacy. We looked at some models of programs being done across the country that we thought we might want to bring to Springfield to help us move the needle on this third grade reading proficiency. And we developed a plan, but then we said to ourselves, okay, we're doing a lot of things, but how are we going to know whether what we're doing is making a difference for anybody? And so we began to think about shared measurements. So we brought together the community to say, what strategies should we be doing at the community level, and how do we measure them so we know that they're making a difference for children?
And so now you've released that data. It's public, correct?
Yes. So we have a community scorecard that focuses on summer learning, school attendance, and school readiness, and we have people could go to our website, www.readbyfourthgrade.com, and the scorecard is there, and people can look at how we're tracking data to understand that the things that we're doing are going to actually move the needle on grade level reading.
So I guess the first thing I would look for is to find out how are Springfield school children doing in reading proficiency? How are they doing?
Our assessment has changed, so it's really challenging to keep track of the data around grade level reading proficiency, because we had the MCAS, the Massachusetts Comprehensive Assessment System. As part of the national work going on across the nation around the third grade reading assessment, communities began to use the PARC, which is a different assessment, the assessment for readiness for college and career. So some of Springfield Public Schools kept taking the MCAS, and others took the PARC. And then Massachusetts decided to change the assessment. They moved away from the PARC, and they created a new MCAS, sort of the MCAS 2.0. So we were able to compare, and in 2016, we had an 11% increase in grade-level reading proficiency, which was very powerful. The state told us that this was the improvement that had been made based on the test that was given that year. But then in 2017, all children had to take this new MCAS 2.0, and so we really can't compare it at this point. So we're kind of starting again at a baseline.
And those other areas that you mentioned, one being a drop in chronic absenteeism, the other being an increase in the number of participants in summer reading programs. Why are those two measurements important?
They're very important because people don't realize what an impact chronic absenteeism has on children. If children are absent from school 2 days a month, that's considered chronic absence, and it affects children's learning. I mean, they simply, it's challenging for them to catch up when they lose that much time. I mean, a day out of school literally sets them back. So we want kids to really realize that school every day is important. So we are thinking a lot about not just overall absence, but chronic absence, because that means that kids are just, we need to find out what's going on in their lives that keep them out of school for significant periods of time. So chronic absence kids not having opportunity to be in the classroom and learn is a very important factor in kids' ability to achieve. And the other area, summer learning, which we're doing really well in, we're trying to stem summer learning loss, because summer learning loss is very real for kids. They lose time, they lose knowledge, and teachers will tell you that sometimes they have to spend 4, 5, 6 weeks reteaching at the beginning of the year, because children have forgotten. And so we know, especially around literacy, that if kids read for 20 minutes every day, it goes a long way to stemming summer learning loss. So, you know, we can feel comfortable that we're focusing our efforts on areas that really contribute to grade-level reading proficiency.
And Springfield continues to be nationally recognized for these efforts, am I right?
As part of the campaign for grade-level reading, we developed a blueprint for Springfield, for which we were recognized with an All-America City Award. All communities who had developed a community-wide summer early literacy plan competed, if you will, to for this All-America City recognition. And Springfield was recognized for our plan in 2012. In 2017, the All-America City Award was again given, but this time it was given to communities that have made progress using their literacy plans. And Springfield was one of only 4 communities in the country that was recognized with this All-America City Award, both in 2012 and in 2017. So we're very proud of that fact, and that's because we've made strides in reducing chronic absence and in summer learning and in overall grade level reading. And I think it's even more powerful because it gives you a sense of how complex this work is, that of the many, you know, couple of hundred communities in the country that are doing this work, that there are only four communities where we had a plan and we made progress toward it. It's just not easy work.